Hi, this is a dictation for question Winifred Nwanko. W-I-N-I-F-R-E-D. Winifred. Last name? N like Nancy, W like woman, A-N-K-W-O. Date of birth is 5-3-70. Date of accident is 5-3-2024. The patient is being seen on 5-13-2024 for the chief complaint of severe headaches, pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, chest, both hands being numb, and pain in both legs. Severe pain. The patient alleges all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 5-3-2024. the details of the accident are as follows. On 5-3-2024, the accident happened at around 10:20 a.m. She was a restrained driver of a Range Rover Evoque on Beck Road and Geddes Road, B-E-C-K Road, Geddes, G-E-D-D-E-S, in the city of Canton. She was traveling on Geddes to work, going to work, and the other person ran red light, and she hit the other car on a T-bone driver's side, behind the driver. The impact caused the car to be completely totaled. She hit the Pacifica at almost 46 miles an hour, while her own other car speed was unknown. She was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. She was not passed out or loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. And the issue was that the other driver ran a red light, and Winifred Nwanko, our client, she could not stop in time. The driver's side front is damaged, but the windshield is not damaged. The doors are not damaged. Steering wheel was destroyed due to the airbag. However, seat belts are okay, headrests are okay, inside structures are all okay. Dashboard is okay. In the injuries, patient reported that she jarred her head into the steering wheel, chest to the steering wheel, neck whiplash, and she hit her head front and back to the headrest aggressively. But there was no bleeding, laceration, fractures. And patient was taken to the emergency room by her husband 10 hours later when she had a chest x-ray, CT scan of the head. And she was there for 5 to 6 hours and was discharged. And history of the chief complaint is as follows. The patient has history of headaches that are affecting her back and right temple. At the intensity of 7, they last for a few hours. And they are severe usually, constant, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, associated with nausea. The symptoms of TBI reported by the patients are dizziness, ringing in the ears, loss of memory, forgetfulness, fearful of the event, nausea, and blurred vision. The patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, disorientation, confusion. Patient further denies any focus problem, incontinence problem, or sparks in the vision, loss of vision field. No history of any seizure or further loss of consciousness is reported. In addition, patient has weakness, lightheadedness, fatigue, anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, but denies any saddle anesthesia or any numbness, tingling, lethargy, or difficulty in walking. Regarding the pain, patient has moderate pain in the chest, dull chest pain due to hitting into the steering wheel at the level of 7. However, no fractures have been identified, no rib fractures or any other trauma to the lungs or chest wall. Pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is 7 without any radiation to the arms or the extremities. However, patient does have a numbness of all the 5 fingers in both hands constantly, but no radiation. And there is some pain patient reports in both the legs, especially in the calf area, but no direct trauma is reported. No numbness or tingling of the feet is reported. Overall, pains are constant. And they are described as throbbing, shooting, hot burning, aching. And they're from 8 to 10 in a severity of 1 to 10. And they are interfering into her ADL 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, driving, and not improved by anything. She can walk okay. And she can sit okay. Sleep is 5 hours. Standing for 30 minutes. There is no weakness of the extremities, muscle weakness. And patient has not been dropping any spoons or dinner plates. So far she has had x-rays and CT scan only in the hospital. She has seen her primary care physician, Dr. Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, who provided her with Tramadol. In the ER, x-ray of the chest was done, no fractures or pneumothorax or pneumothorax was identified. CT scan of the brain was also negative. She was provided Robaxin 500, Motrin 800. She was seen at Providence Hospital, Novi emergency room. And after that, she developed a COVID virus, and she could not make it to visit to advanced pain care also. And she was one day inpatient, and she had taken medications. Now she is negative. She has seen a chiropractor for a few visits, but not all of it. Kindly review the records for system review. High cholesterol is the one which is reported by the patient. No other issues are reported. Past surgical history is positive for appendectomy. Allergies, none. Please review the records for the mood problems, and then the family history, the relationship status, employment status, disability, legal history, and personal history, and ADL. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 135 over 92, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 99, height is 5'4", weight is 181. And this patient is a 54-year-old African-American female of a very good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. And there is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath. Patient does not appear to be acutely anxious or lethargic. And she has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the chest, chest expansion is slightly limited due to the pain. However, breath sounds are normal, and no contusion, laceration, or any other trauma or fractures are noticed in the chest area. No evidence of human pneumothorax as well is noticed. Psychiatric exam is normal, and neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination reveals spasm of the paravertebral muscles from C3 to C7 and L1 to L5 bilaterally without any trigger points or any tenderness. Rest of the muscles are found to be intact, including quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscles. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is not noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from C3 to C7 bilaterally, L1 to L5 bilaterally without any hypertonicity or tenderness or trigger points. In the range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, bilateral side flexion is 30, and the bilateral extension is 20, and the bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Perling sign was positive. Lermit test was positive. Destruction test negative. Soto Hall test negative. Myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, Lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test was positive. Bilaterally, Kemp test was positive. Beggar test negative and Brudzinski test negative. The three-leg joint standing flexion test is negative. Ely compression test negative. Destruction test negative. Faber test negative. Dunsling test negative. Trendelberg sign is negative. And no tenderness was noticed on sacroiliac joint. The patient is able to ambulate very well. The examination of the extremities is as follows, except for the examination of the wrist, where there is a numbness of all the fingers. Rest of the exam is completely normal for both the shoulders, elbows, the wrist, as well as both hips, both knees, and feet and toes. Regarding the hands, the following findings are investigated. The patient has a reasonable grip, a normal grip with normal reflexes, normal motor power, sensations are intact. However, carpal tunnel compression tests were positive, the Tinel sign and Phelan sign positive bilaterally. But range of motions of the wrist and hand are normal, and on inspection palpation, no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, or any other findings noticed. No muscle weakness, no atrophy of thinner prominence is noticed. Diagnosis, general, V89.2 XX3. CNS, R51, F09.90 XA, R42, F41, F32.9, F43.2. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, chest, blunt chest trauma, code is not known. The hand carpal tunnel left is G56.02, carpal tunnel on the right G56.02. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. S13.4 XX3. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care for the patient Winfred Navanko is from the template. Then treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered for the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both hands per carpal tunnel 3 times a week with traction and massage. Medications are provided to the patient. The disability is as follows. The patient is released for a light-duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pounds. Lifting limit with other restrictions. Medications are provided as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day, lidocaine gel, topical 5%, 200 gram, PRN. Patient didn't want any pain medications. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is yes for anxiety, depression, panic. Patient is experiencing fitness club program, yes. review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available at this time. We have requested record release for MRIs and medical records from the hospital, Providence Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options are not being considered at this time. Neuropsych evaluation will be carried out after patient continues to have TBI symptoms. Attended care is not warranted, caseworker not warranted, past medical records are ordered release, investigations. No new investigation is being ordered at this time. DMEs, the patient is provided with a back brace, neck brace, knee brace, and a tense unit. disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Personal support, yes. In the physical examination, we mentioned that there was a pain in the knee that the patient had, and was moderate pain to the tune of 6 and 7. 6 on the right, 7 on the left. And that will be in the chief symptom and also in the history presenting illness. Please mention that there is a pain in the knee, in the right knee and the left knee. Right knee pain is 6, left knee pain is 7. No difficulty in walking is noticed. No, on examination of the knee, right knee appears completely normal and left knee appears completely normal with no scar, erythema, effusion on either side. On palpation, there is a mild tenderness peripatellar bilaterally with no swelling, asymmetry. It doesn't feel hot and cold. There is no crepitus grinding noise. Range of motions is completely normal. Flexion is 135. Collateral ligaments are intact. Patellar apprehension is positive. Other than that, anterior drawer, posterior drawer, MacMurray sign, Steinman sign are all negative. In the diagnosis, please mention that there was a pain in the right knee, M25.561, pain in the left knee, M25.562, M23.202, M23.202. Please. That'll be the end of discussion. Thank you.